Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Just turned 6:21 on a Wednesday evening here in Lansing. You're listening to 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for joining us. So after the closure of dispensaries across the state, you might have thought lawmakers were done addressing the medical marijuana law. Well, you thought wrong, with a new set of bills now ready to move to set some clear limits and regulations on those who want access to medical marijuana. One of the bill sponsors is Phil Cavanaugh, Democratic State Representative from Redford Township. He joins me now to tell me why he's gotten involved in this effort. Phil, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, some might be surprised that a Democrat is getting involved with this issue. What's drawn your personal interest in making changes to the medical marijuana law?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is, when I got elected, it seemed like law enforcement, the media, patients, everybody was screaming for some clarity, just claiming foul on the way things are currently being handled. That, and, you know, I always volunteer for the hard tasks in my political life, and I didn't think there would be much gratification in this, but since I am there, I'm on a task force with the Republicans, and I just feel that my position is to kind of keep it moderate and defend what the act itself, I think, prescribed.
Well, let's start with your bill, House Bill 4851. You're calling for some stricter guidelines when it comes to the physician-patient relationship, including an in-person physical. Are we talking about getting in that little hospital gown and getting a full checkup then?
Well, it's in-person, and all it really is a conversation and a reviewing of the records. And I have heard, you know, stories, and I've heard the advertisements that people can just go on the internet and fill out a form and be licensed. I've heard about the mills where, you know, some out-of-state doctor would set up a hotel room, and just hand them out. I also have, I have three daughters that are teenagers, and they told me as soon as I got into this that they have a dozen friends with their medical marijuana certificates. And my bill is to lend some credibility, because I believe it does have medical benefit.
But
we're
not talking about a physical then. We're talking about just meeting in person with a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Now, another bill in the package calls for having a photo ID on the registration identification card, making the card valid for 2 years, and to privatize part of the registration process, also to allow law enforcement access to the information about patients on the registry. Why would that have to happen, and aren't you concerned about some potential privacy issues there?
Totally, and we have heard a lot of groups want us to shore that language up. It actually started with a law enforcement with any kind of reasonable suspicion could access the registry. That standard is now probable cause, and there are infractions for misuse of the registry. My thought process behind that was, if, you know, you saw your neighbor with marijuana plants in their backyard, instead of kicking down the door, maybe they could look on a registry, see that you are a patient, and keep your front door intact.
So you're talking about your next-door neighbor having access to this registry?
No. I said, if you notice marijuana plants in your neighbor's house...
Oh, you contact the police. I see. Well, okay. I guess that would be preferable to having your front door kicked down. But you do acknowledge that there could be a potential leak of some of this registry information.
I absolutely do, and that's why the penalties are in there. And it's actually a probable cause standard.
Okay, let's talk about the next bill here, House Bill 4853, which would put the penalty for selling marijuana without a proper registry identification card within the sentencing guidelines of a 2-year felony. So are we talking about putting people behind bars for selling pot? Didn't even the 700 Club's Pat Robertson come out and say that that's a bad idea?
I believe that's what it is now, and I believe that that's already in the act. This is just, the act was in conflict with what was on the books as it was.
I see. Do you generally support, though, putting people in prison for selling marijuana?
Not at all. Not at all. I would be in favor, and actually the first thing that was said to me in the first work group was, why don't we just legalize this? And I firmly believe we waste too much of taxpayer resources in enforcing this. And I think that we have an attorney general that I can't figure out why this is his major campaign platform. Or,
so wait, but aren't these legislative bills, aren't they moving us in the direction of more enforcement and more restrictions on those who use medical marijuana or marijuana, period?
Well, my theory is that to give credibility and some protections to the patients themselves. And also, I thought being the only Democrat, I could add some moderation, and I have brought this conversation more towards the center versus no Democrats in the room, and, you know, the product that comes out would be far more shooty-like.
Now, another bill then would criminalize the transportation of medical marijuana in a motor vehicle under certain conditions. Do you know what conditions those are?
Well, what we are trying not to do is have just you're taking your plants around or your product and distributing it from that. But we did realize going from caregiver to patient, it needed to be transported. So it was just adding some guidelines and definition. Part of my bill is enclosed lock facility, and I just wanted to give definition to that instead of leaving it to the courts. And also a question was, can it be grown outdoors? And the way the legislation is now, that's an unanswered question. So part of my bill is, yes, it can be, as long as it's not visible from mm-hmm. your neighbor, it can be grown outdoors.
You say you want to take a more moderate approach towards this medical marijuana issue, but as you know, the medical marijuana community is firmly opposed to all of this legislation. Why do you think that is?
I have talked to various groups. I talked to the ACLU today, and they said that's far more premature, and the groups are not united. As you know, I received one letter saying that everybody is opposed to this. And to be honest, I'll be very disappointed because I have taken all the marijuana groups concerned and tried to address it. I heard horror stories where judges weren't allowing a medical marijuana defense at all. If you had 3 ounces instead of 2.5, they would say, nope, you're outside of the scope. The way I read the act is that you should always have a medical marijuana defense, and it's a question for the trier of fact, the mm-hmm. jury. I added language mm-hmm. that the bills won't hit the floor until that language is even more liberal and defendant-friendly.
Do you think the larger public, though, that does not smoke marijuana, has any real interest in this issue at all?
I don't know. I'm embedded in it, and so I have some interest. I've been hearing from groups that, you know, rally all the time. It is very important. And I've also, you know, talked to patients where this has allowed them to get off of barbiturates and painkillers and various drugs. Mm-hmm. I think that if, you know, our attorney general just keeps speaking about the evils of marijuana, that's going to persuade public opinion.
About 30 seconds left or so, but with your support for this packet of bills, does that indicate there is a larger bipartisan agreement on this legislation and that it will likely move right to the governor's desk?
I have no idea what the Senate's going to do. We've done a lot of heavy lifting, and so I hope that they don't, you know, move these bills further to the right. And I believe that a lot of my colleagues have faith that there is some protections mm-hmm. in this for the patient.
I see. Well, Democratic State Representative Phil Kavanaugh from Redford Township. Phil, thanks for joining us this evening. Some interesting stuff there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, when we come back, we're going to get the other side of this issue, although Phil seemed to be fairly moderate in his views. We'll be talking to the president of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association to find out what he thinks about these bills and if they are actually going to help those that use medical marijuana here in Michigan. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen, and you know what this is. This is 1320 WILS.